Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Trumas, Periches, Mishnah Aleph, Ha'isha Shehaisa Echeles B'Truma. We have here a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kayan and she's eating Truma. She has a right to eat Truma. At least she thought she had a right to eat Truma because Bo, the Amri law, the people came and said to her, you know, Mes Balach, your husband died. Oy Gershech, or your husband divorced you. So she's no longer married to a Kayan. Now, if she had children, she would still be able to eat Truma, but we're talking about a case where she did not have children. Now, how could it be that she didn't know that her husband divorced her? So the Mefarshim explain that she appointed a Shliach LeKabbalah to receive her get. Okay, so why were you eating then? You knew that there's a Shliach that can take your get at any moment. And the answer is, she told the Shliach, I only want you to receive the get in this and this town. And she knew it takes a certain amount of time to get to that town. So she was chapping around her truma before the shliach would get to that particular town. The shliach found an exceptionally fast horse and got there much quicker. So she thought that she's still married to a kayan, but lemaisa she wasn't. The shliach had already received the get. An eved kanani shayoichel b'truma was eating truma, thinking that his master was a kayan and therefore he has a right to eat truma. Yibova amilai. Then people came and they told him, you should know, Mes Rabcha. He died. Your master died. And a Yisrael yarshined you. Wouldn't the person that yarshins in the Kayan be a Kayan also? Not necessarily. Suppose he had no sons. Maybe he had a daughter who was married to a Yisrael. Or Mecharcha li Yisrael. Or your master sold you to a Yisrael. Oy nisanecha b'matana. Or gave you to a Yisrael as a matana. Oy esiyachah ben chayin. Or he freed you. Lamaisa, this Eved Kanani thought he belongs to a Kayan when he ate the Truma, but the reality is he was not property of the Kayan. V'chein is the Eichet, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Kayan Shoy Eichel B'Truma, a Kayan was eating Truma. V'noiden, he finds out, it became known, Shehu Ben Gerusha. He didn't know this. But his father had married his mother after she was divorced. A Kayan can't do that. Oy Ben Chalutza, or she was the son of a Chalutza, a woman who performed Chalitza. She was not supposed to marry a Kayan. He is a Cholol. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Karen V'chaymish. Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, this is eating Truma B'Shaygeg. The woman or the Eved Kanani, in this case, are going to have to pay a Karen V'chaymish. Karen, the principal amount, plus a Chaymish. Like any Zar who eats Truma B'Shaygeg. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, they're potter. Why? So the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, Tav Ayin Beis Amud Beis, explains, says about Tanura, that we're talking about somebody who was eating trumas chametz, truma that is chametz, on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, everything is like under a lot of pressure. He or she has to chap right to eat the chametz before you have to burn it. And Mamela, under these circumstances, mistakes can happen. This is where Rabbi Yeshua says that such a person does not have to pay the extra fifth. They have to pay the Karen, but not the extra fifth. Some say they are potter on paying the Karen. Some say it depends. If they were just mafresh the Truma, they're potter, but if they actually gave it to the Kayan, they do have to pay it. A lot of sheet is about. But the Chaymish for sure not. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Hoy Oymeru Makriv Al Gabi HaMizbeach. This Kayan was standing, was bringing Karbonis. Suddenly, even Noida became known, Shu Ben Karusha, Oy Ben Chalutza. He didn't know that. So in the previous case, the problem was he was eating Truma. Here, there's a bigger problem. He's been doing the Avodah. He was makriv karbanos for people. Are those karbanos kosher or not? Well, Rabbi Eliezer, Oymer, they're not. Rabbi Eliezer says, kol karbanos shehikrav al gabi mizbeach, all the karbanos that he ever brought on the mizbeach, psulim are pasul. He was never a good kayan. This is going to be very complicated. We're going to have to trace back and figure out whose karbanos he was makriv, and we're going to have to say, hello, Rabbi Yid, you know that chatas you're mechuyev to bring? Yeah, I brought it 5 years ago. Sorry, it's not good. It was brought by a kayan who's not good. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Yeshua machsh. Rabbi Yeshua says the karbanos are good. Rabbi Yeshua darshins a pasuk. The pasuk says, Baruch Hashem cheloi ifoyel yodav tirtza. Chazal darshin Baruch Hashem cheloi from a lashon of even a cholol. The Ebishter gives him a bracha, upayel yodav tirtza. What he does is accepted. Now, Rabbi Yeshua is talking about someone who Taka didn't realize he was a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza. Or would his karbanis be good even if he knew it? That's a machlokes. Rashi says only if he didn't know it. Some say even if he did know. However, the Mishnah concludes, Noida shu bal mum. If a kohen is doing the avoid and he finds out he's a bal mum, then for sure avidase psula. And here Rabbi Yeshua does not disagree. And that's because the pasuk says in regard to Pinchas, Hineni noisim loy esbrisi shalom. The vav in the word shalom is a vav ketiyah. It's like cut off in the middle. See here, Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about different shitas, how that vav has to be cut off. And that teaches us that we should darshan not shalom, but shalom. The kohen has to be shalom, he cannot be a balmon. I remember once I was a bacher, and there was like a small minion in a bungalow colony someplace. It was Parshas Pinchas, and they put away the Sefer Torah. They thought it was possible because there's something wrong with the vav. Well, that's what happens if there's no rav there, or you don't learn, then you don't know that that vav was supposed to be that way. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, the Zakta Mishnah. We learned that a woman who was married to a kohen, she's a Bas Yisrael married to a kohen, and they came and they told her, as she's eating truma, your husband died. Or you were divorced, or an eved that was eating truma. He was an eved of a kohen that could eat truma, but they came and they said, you're no longer the eved of a kohen. Or a kohen that was eating truma, and he found that he's a ben grusha or a ben chalutza that's not entitled to eat truma. Rabbi Eliezer says he has to pay a keren, and a chaimish. Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter. He explained that's only, when does Rabbi Yeshua say he's potter? In a time where people are under pressure, that's when he was eating trumas chametz, chametz that's truma on Erev Pesach. Then the Mishnah tells if someone was makriv karbonis on the Mizbeach and he found out that he was a ben grusha or a ben chalutz, in other words, he's a chalal, not a kasher, a kohen. Rabbi Eliezer says all the karbonis that he was makriv until now are apostle, but Rabbi Yeshua says they're kasher. If he finds out that he's a balmum, then everybody would agree that his avoid this apostle.